Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Browns, Philadelphia Eagles, they're working out. Expected to be a shorter practice today, which could lead to the entire conversation we had yesterday. You go all the way to Philadelphia to practice with another team. Why are you bothering to go with a short practice? Cincinnati Bengals don't practice with any other teams. There are three teams in the NFL, apparently, that aren't doing these controlled practices against another team. Bengals right. feel they do. They get more out of scrimmaging against themselves.
Or maybe nobody wants to team up with them. Maybe they're just not good enough friends with anybody else to say, hey, let's do a couple practices together.
Because Mike Brown is cheap and doesn't provide food? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he'd have to provide food if they brought a team in, wouldn't he? Probably.
I don't know.
One way or another, doesn't
it? Yeah, I don't know how that works. The quarterback situation, Dan, as of now at practice, appears to be this. Correct me if I'm wrong. Shedeur Sanders is on the field. He's handing off, not throwing.
Oh, I don't know if I can listen to you unless it's formal. Like, he's like trying to give information out, and you work so hard on.
Well, Ted did. Sure
yeah. I did work hard.
You did.
1, 2, 3.
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
Yes, there
are. Well, what kind of reps, Dan?
Well, Shedeur Sanders is handing off to miscellaneous running backs off to the side. He is not throwing as of right now. He is fully suited up.
Well, he's got an oblique strain.
He's able to turn. He's just not able to throw. Dylan Sampson, the first running back up in joint practices as well, according to our buddy Zach Jackson of The Athletic.
Boy, do I want to see that guy get more than two carries on Saturday or in the next preseason game against the Rams or in the season opener. I want to see him. And, of course, the Browns need him.
Well, and we do know that if they have to, they can put Shedeur Sanders in. He can hand them off the ball, right? Feel good about that?
No.
I'm just
protect him. Protect him.
Yeah, he shouldn't play.
Any update on Dylan Gabriel?
Nothing yet, sir.
Am I inaccurate with this thought? People don't like him.
I think they just don't know him, Jeff.
Well, they don't know Shedeur either. And people love him.
I'm feeling that. And Dan, see if you feel this vibe on me. Is Dylan Gabriel like the friend with a good personality? You know what I'm saying? You with me on this?
I think people...
I want you to meet my friend.
I have the better version of it.
Okay, keep going.
It's the friend that's in the way.
Oh, the blocker?
It's kind of what it feels like for a lot of people here. Now, I'm not there.
Oh.
I don't believe Jeff is there either.
I don't think I looked at it that way.
I don't believe Andy is there either.
Yeah, I haven't thought about that once. I just kind of feel like kind of the guy you're hanging out with a group in, and everyone's kind of, and he's kind of doing his own thing.
So you're thinking she's not, hot, Dan, and you want to say, hey, baby, and instead Baskin's standing there getting in the way. Is that what you're saying?
A little bit that way, or you can look at it. You know,
they have another name, but we're not going to use that. Yeah.
The whole situation in Friday, if you remember the cultural touchstone Friday, which everyone should see at some point in their life because mm-hmm. you learn a lot about life through Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The Nia Long is on one side of it, and poor Craig is still on the phone with the girl who's yelling at him the whole time. And I feel like that's where people look at Dylan Gabriel. that Dylan Gabriel is the one that's still yelling at you on the phone and you're in a relationship with, who's jealous of everything around you, and you're looking at Nia Long like it's Shador Sanders. And I don't think that's the way that you should be looking at this.
I think
at all.
I think our fan base, and we've, you know, since the draft, I've picked up this vibe. And I've said this repeatedly. I sincerely mean this. Whoever is the best quarterback, I hope they win the gig, the starting gig. Right now, if it's anybody but Joe Flacco, we're going to be stunned. But all along, I have felt this. People are not crazy about Dylan Gabriel, and I think there are only three reasons. Number one, he's not tall. Number two,
okay.
Number two, he was drafted ahead of Shador Sanders. And number three, he's not Shador Sanders. Those are the only three reasons I can possibly think that people in the Browns fan base don't like the guy. He's not tall. He was drafted ahead of Shador, and he's not Shador. Why? What's not to like about this guy and what he accomplished in college, Andy?
I agree.
Phenomenal.
Dan, I think I have it. Right? So we use the music from Sonny and Philly?
Sure.
He's Dennis.
I don't think you can compare anybody to Dennis.
I think Gabriel's...
outside of possibly serial killers, if you've ever read any of those pieces, that Dennis Reynolds is a serial killer.
He's not. But, you know, Dennis comes off as a very intelligent, tries to at least, and might be over the top about it. He would be Dennis on Sonny. And then I'm just trying to figure out who would you say the coolest one is? That's probably Shador. Who's the wisest one? In the end, it's Frank, and that would be Joe Flacco, but not really.
I think we're trying too hard.
You think so?
I think
we're putting too much thought into this.
I don't know. Have you watched the show at all?
Not once.
Okay, that's why you think we're trying too hard. Okay.
Yeah. It just seems, gentlemen, like Dylan Gabriel, I think it's because the coaching staff, and it seems like the coaching staff in the front office really like Dylan Gabriel, and people don't trust the coaching staff in the front office, and therefore lies the problem.
And when you hear Dylan Gabriel speak, as we did yesterday right here on The Fan, what's he sound like? He sounds like a veteran quarterback who's not going to tell you a whole lot.
No.
And what does Shador sound like? He sounds like the guy you want to hang with.
Yes.
And I think Shador's personality just busts through. Dylan's is very subdued. I just don't think this guy, with the fan base anyway, is catching a break. Coaching staff, we'll find out.
Okay, so if they had not drafted Shador, don't you think
everybody would be all excited about him?
They'd be like, oh, so what if he's not? I wish he was a little bit taller. I can't wait to see him play. I hope that he gets a start on Saturday so we can get to see him. Because I want to do...
Yeah.
I just want to be able to compare.
And is he good, Andy? Is he going to be terrific? I don't know. You don't know. Let's find out. I want to see him. And I want to see how he plays. And if he looks good, I would assume that he remains in the spot on the pecking order, which we assume is just ahead of Sanders. And if he doesn't, then they should flip them. You know, if he goes out and doesn't play well, even against what I think is a better team and probably a little better effort in week number two of the preseason as opposed to week number one.
From the other team or from ours?
From the other team.
Yeah. Although, let's not forget, I mean, he did have one drive against Carolina's first team. So I can't imagine Philly's going to run their first team defense out, especially after 2 days of practice.
I'd be surprised at that too, but I would assume that I'm guessing that the Eagles put up a little better effort than Carolina did the other day. I'm guessing that.
Depending on what group. Are they going to get the ones? Are they going to get twos? Are they going to get the threes? And I do think if you get the two threes, you'll get a much fairer comparison to Sanders than you would if they run their defense, their starting defense, for more than a drive or more than two drives or even the first half.
Browns fans, do you want to see this guy? Or do you want him to just get out of the way? And I get the feeling from a lot of folks, they just want him to get out of the way. And I don't think that's fair. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us. Again, we have four quarterbacks here. Why? Because we don't have one. Well, let me take that back. We have five quarterbacks who are actually in uniform and practicing from time to time.
Why don't you take that back?
And then we have a sixth quarterback, one guy who's not practicing.
Yeah.
So we have six. I just want one of them, Andy, one of them to look really, really good and be the starter. I don't care which one it is. Wayne's in Cleveland. Hi, Wayne.
Hey, Wayne.
Hey. Good morning. Good morning. Andy, what's happening?
Hey, you are.
What do you think about this whole situation here with Gabriel? I think he's kind of the forgotten man, Wayne.
You know, Gabriel is a what you call a super vet from the collegiate league. You know, he's been around, and his fan base, man, it's very short. You know, it's big enough, but it's kind of small. And
here or nationally?
No, yeah. Actually, here, too, as well.
Okay.
And see, Shador got the whole – what messes everything up for Dylan is Shador got the whole nation behind him. It ain't just, you know, fence in Cleveland. This guy got the whole nation, man. I mean, I've been reading stuff, man, on social media, man. I mean, people from all over, man, love Shador. And, you know, it's not like that Dylan can't, you know, make a comeback or to get the fan base to accept him the way that he would like him to. It's just that, you know, he got to just go out, play hard, man. You know,
Wayne, you want to see him?
Handle business. Huh?
Do you want to see him?
I want to see him play.
Yeah, me
you
too,
know,
Wayne.
I'm a big fan of Shador. But, yeah, I love to see Dylan play. You know, he got to try to prove everybody wrong.
All right, Wayne, thank you very much. I just want to see somebody take hold of this job and look great. And I think it's going to be a work in progress. I think we could end up seeing three quarterbacks, Andy, play significant time this year at quarterback for this team. And that's even without injury. Hmm. I mean, I'm real curious to see how they figure this out moving forward. Who's going to play? What does it take for Flacco to hang on to the job? I'm assuming he's going to be the starter, aren't you, at this point?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, without a doubt, he's your healthiest quarterback. That's the biggest thing.
I'm assuming that right now. What's it going to take for him to keep it? What's it going to take for him to lose it? And what's it going to take for one of the young guys, and I'll include Pickett there, to get the opportunity to play? I mean, is it them doing – they're not going to get a whole lot of work in practice. We know what happens once you get into the season. Backups don't get a whole lot of reps, and third stringers and fourth stringers really don't get a whole lot of reps. I just think the situation is sitting here, and to me, it just keeps getting more confusing. Kevin Stefanski made a few comments about what Dylan Gabriel's been doing, about what Tyler Huntley could be doing. Yeah, Tyler Huntley. If you're looking for confusing, stay tuned. It's coming up right here on Baskin.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Phelps. It's Kevin Stefanski on Dylan Gabriel and what he's been doing through training camp so far. Dylan, potentially starting for the Browns coming up on Saturday against the Philadelphia Eagles. A lot will depend on what's happening today as they practice in Philadelphia.
1, 2, 3.
Baskin and Phelps present. There's always reps in Philadelphia.
What do you have, Dana?
Your update of the reps in Philadelphia, gentlemen. 11 on 11s going on right now in the red zone. Second play was a drop touchdown from Joe Flacco to Fannin on a post. It bounced right off his chest. They ended up converting one a little bit later on. Dylan Gabriel up next on 11-on-11s with a clear coverage sack. Couple plays later, Bates drops a pass. I'm taking this from Daniel Oifusi of ESPN. Drops a pass in the flats. Would have had the space to beat the defender on a pylon. There was also a false start in there as well. Session wrapped up with Joe Flacco running with the ones for a couple more plays. Found Fannin on a quick out. Then Mitchell knocked it out, the corner, I should say, from Toledo for the Eagles. Knocked him out of bounds right before reaching the goal line. So we will keep you up to date on anything else that is going on with joint practices, but it is sounding like Joe Flacco, Dylan Gabriel on 11-on-11s in the red zone at this point.
Which means what to you, AB?
All right, so let's go through this again. It's Joe. First of all, it clearly
two drops and a penalty. Nice.
Well, that's the problem they were having, you know, yesterday too. Is they've been playing sloppy. They played sloppy last week because they're behind the defense.
Both.
I think that's one of the issues. If Dylan Gabriel looks, I don't know.
He's participating in 11-on-11. Yeah, that to me screams he's playing at the very least on Saturday. Playing, if not starting.
I would. Yeah, and Pickett's not out there?
As of now, no.
I got it. Flacco's not playing. He's your starter game one. I don't know where they are with. I don't know why, but I have a feeling Pickett's going to end up on the IR to start the season.
As people have also been asking in this whole thing, if we could include anything involving the defense. Problem is, guys, it's tough to find any update involving the defense because everybody's so focused on the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
But our buddy Lance Reisland chime in and saying the defense looks fantastic today as it did yesterday as well. Mason Graham's had a really good set of practices. Miles Garrett has looked good as well against the Eagles offensive line. So. The best I give you, if you see anything defensively speaking, I'll get it out there, but it's tough to find.
All right, so are you buying what I'm saying, that Flacco's clearly your number one starter?
Right now, Andy, he's the number one starter completely by...
It's not by default.
No, it is by default, along with having the pedigree as a starting quarterback.
He's earned it.
Well, he's earned it.
He's
earned it because the other guy can't compete with him right now.
Other guys... Right?
Is that what you're saying? I'm going to say guy. To me, the starter for week one came down to Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco. And so if one of the guys isn't on the football field, then it's clearly the other guy. And it would have been the other way around had Flacco messed up his hamstring and Pickett were out there doing this. Pickett would be your starter.
All right, go back to my theory here now. I just think today's kind of a big day because you got one more week left here. Yeah. And again, anything could happen in any moment's notice here, right? But... Flacco is not playing, not going to play on Saturday. Will play against the Rams first quarter, I would think.
Maybe first half.
And then will be your starter for week one against Cincinnati.
The only way that...
Pickett, to me, if Pickett's not on the field by next week, he starts the season on the IR.
If he's on the field next week and is able to practice after the Philadelphia game and is able to practice and perhaps... You know, like completely be good to go next week. I think there's an outside chance he could still win the starting quarterback job, but it's a real outside chance.
He's got to play against the Rams to win that starting
absolutely.
Job. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're on the same page here.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if Flacco played a quarter and Pickett played a quarter, or if Flacco played a half and Pickett played a half, then you actually make a decision.
I think they feel confident in whether it's from the play on the field or not. I think they feel confident that Gabriel's the two right now and Sanders would be the three. Depending on if you go with my Pickett theory that he's going to be on the IR.
If you go with that theory, yes, absolutely.
One of these guys is going to end up on the IR. There's just the injuries are there, Jeff.
Yeah.
It's not, this isn't, you know, like, there's enough there that if somebody had a hamstring pull and they were the number three quarterback,
hang on, Larry.
You could kind of hang on to them for the start of the season and not have to wait 4 weeks to put them out on the field.
Larry's in Elyria. Larry, welcome.
Yeah, hey.
Hey,
how are you guys doing?
Okay.
Okay, I think maybe one of the reasons why the fans are not taken to Gabriel, I don't know if anybody's brought this up yet or not, is how he played against Ohio State.
I thought about that, Larry. Larry, I think you're 100% right. I agree with you. Yes.
You know, he played very good the first game, okay? But then in the playoffs, when it really counts, Ohio State made the adjustments. And how many passes did they knock down on him? Quite a few, I thought.
Yeah, I can look it up.
The NFL can make those adjustments much more readily than Ohio State did. So I think that's what the fans are looking at, you know, his past performance in games that really counted.
He did pass for 299 yards in that second game against Ohio State.
How many passes did he have knocked down, though?
That I don't know.
And the other thing is when you're blowing a team out like that, you're going to let them complete shorter passes. But what I'm saying, when it was on the line early in the game, he didn't do much of anything. So that's what I think what a lot of fans are looking at as far as the history we've seen with him, you know.
It might be, Larry. But now keep this in mind,
hopefully
though.
Hopefully it's not, but I don't know. That's the way I look at things.
But keep this in mind. The guy was 13-1 last year. The only game he lost was to the team that won the national championship.
Yep.
And the last game they played.
Yeah, but they also, I mean,
that's pretty good.
Yeah, I think the point, the point you're making is the first time they played, it seemed like a much more even game. And then when they came back and played in the Rose Bowl, it wasn't. I mean, Ohio State, Jack Sawyer had, you know, an amazing game, and they won 41-21 in that. So, and the defensive game plan for that game, if they would have pulled that out against Michigan, they probably would have beat Michigan, too. I still don't know what they
were
thinking.
He didn't throw an interception in that game, Andy. I mean, the dude threw only 6 interceptions last year.
Yeah, but if you go back and watch those two games, that I understand why Ohio State fans may feel the way they do about Gabriel. I get it. The other part is, I mean, it's kind of hard, and I know Sanders played at multiple schools too, but I think sometimes when you stay at one school, you're able to sink your teeth into a player. Now, I know that it's totally different.
Yeah, welcome to college today.
Yeah, so, but I mean, if you played at Oklahoma,
contradict your thought?
On which?
On staying at one school and sinking your teeth into a guy and really...
Yeah.
Will Howard.
Well, when you win a national championship, it's easy to sink your teeth and go, oh, that guy's a Buckeye.
Well, it's easy to go 13-1
Joe Burrow. Right? Joe Burrow. Like, Ohio State fans want to claim him. I'm like, I'm an Ohio State fan. It's hard for me to... I think of him at LSU.
Well, hard to claim him when he barely played.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love how you're like, I can't believe Ohio State didn't play Joe Burrow. Why didn't they? They were like, they lost one game while he was there.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, clearly he's a pretty good quarterback.
In the pros, yeah. In the pros. He wasn't the best quarterback at Ohio State in the time. It's just,
guys mature as they go through their career. He wasn't the best quarterback at the time for what Urban Meyer wanted to do.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, Haskins was good. Right?
Yes.
I mean, he was real good.
How were you going to walk away from that at the time?
Well,
you weren't.
You could have, but it depended on what you were looking for. And so,
or maybe you just think Urban's a bad coach.
I get it. Urban saw what he wanted, and Haskins was really good. It's hard to argue with that because he was really good.
Yeah.
I get that.
It's like, I keep quoting Mike Lombardi, but Lombardi said last week that, and this is wild, you know, the difference between being a general manager in the NFL and being a general manager in college. Did you catch this quote? It was a good one. He said, you know, in the NFL, if you miss on a second round pick, you pay for that forever.
Yeah.
In college, if you miss on a 5-star recruit, there's 100 5-star recruits waiting to take his spot. And I thought that was really wise when he said that, because it makes you think, oh, maybe you're better off being a GM in college than you are.
It's obvious, though, don't you?
Not necessarily.
I mean, think about college kids, you know, coming out, and think about it. Ohio State.
Okay.
If they lose their starting running back, what do they do? All right, next man up. Let's go. And it's not like it is in, you know, in pro football. Next man up. Oh, instead of the first round pick, we have a 6th round pick, guy who was not highly thought of. But at Ohio State, you're stacking up big-time recruits. So you're going to have those kind of guys. And that's, you know, that's kind of, to bring it back to the Browns here, you're stacking up quarterbacks. The problem is you don't have one that you think you're sold on yet. And I think that's the problem. Is it anything more than a bad coincidence and a bad break that 3 of the 4 quarterbacks who were competing for this job in training camp have been injured?
I don't think it's a bad, I think it's football. I think I've said this before, that the quarterback, depth chart for the Browns is going to be based on attrition. Because it's the NFL, because you have to have two starting quarterbacks on every team now. And it seems more than ever that you've had to do that. I mean, how many times have we had quarterbacks since 99 play the entire season? Two or three times?
Well, it doesn't happen.
It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, it doesn't happen in the NFL.
But even good teams have to go away and use their backup quarterback for a little bit, and even if it's just for a game. So you have to be ready. And the thing about the Browns having four, five, six quarterbacks right now, it's because no one stands out and says, no one stands out that they're the right age or the right arm or the right decision-making or the right ability to get rid of the ball fast enough. No one stands out to be what we would define as a franchise quarterback. Because if you could do all those things, you'd be a franchise quarterback. We don't have any of those guys. You know, Gabriel and Sanders, they could be because they're so young. They have the potential to be. You could say Pickett does too, somewhere down the line and go, man, Steelers really made a mistake there. I understand why Philly, you know, moved on. That makes sense. And why they didn't try to keep him there. But you have two that have the potential to be franchise quarterbacks. Two.
Here?
You do.
I think you have three. Now, is it likely for any of them? No, I don't think it is. I don't think it's likely that Shador becomes your franchise quarterback or Dylan Gabriel or Kenny Pickett. Doesn't mean it can't happen. I just don't think it's likely for any of those three.
I'm just not all in on Pickett, but I could be.
Oh, no, you're not.
I
understand
it's
that.
It's because of Pittsburgh. I know a lot of times I, you know.
Yeah, but can I ask you this?
Yeah.
Why does he get no credit for actually winning some games in Pittsburgh?
Because of the way they won. Because it wasn't like ask
fourth
Steeler
quarter
fans.
Comebacks.
Yeah, I still think Steeler
game
fans.
Game winning drives.
Ask Steeler fans. They'll tell you. And the franchise wasn't sold on them. I think that it kind of goes back to, and I'll just put a bow on this, that it goes back to the credibility the Steelers have and their ability to pick good quarterbacks. And yes, every once in a while they go through a phase where they pick a guy that just isn't going to lead them to the Super Bowl. But if the Steelers move on from a quarterback, I think it resonates a little bit louder.
Well, they've moved on from three of them in the last couple of years, and two of them are starting for other teams in the NFL right now. That's why I think Pickett might be getting a raw deal. You agree? It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.